Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First you get the money.
Yeah, then what?
Then you get the women. Then you get the how's that go?
You get the money.
First you get the money.
No, first you get the power.
Then first
then you get the money.
No, the money comes first.
Then you get Al Pacino.
No, money comes before power. First you get the money.
I always say you had to have power to get the money.
Then you get
the women is last.
Okay, are you sure?
That's the prize is the lady.
So money.
What?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter because that's not even how it goes. Like that thing.
Greatest line in movie history. We get it's three freaking words and we can't do it.
Here's how it is, really. In reality, it's more like you get the money, and then you don't have anything to do ever for the rest of your life, right? Like, that's the dream.
Right.
You have enough cash to pay someone to do all the tedious stuff we hate doing.
Easy street.
Well, someone in this room is saying, maybe not.
Right, whatever.
That we all have something we claim to hate doing, that if we came into all the money in the world, we'd keep doing it.
Really?
Even if we could find someone else to do it for us.
I think what that would be.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Kimmy has a friend who had some really, really good luck lately.
So what happened?
Very good luck. So I know a couple who, I can't remember who it was that got a scratch-off lottery ticket for their birthday, but one of them hit for a couple $100 on one of the scratch-offs.
God damn.
Nice.
So they kind of had a plan, like, you know, it's not a ton of money. It's not life-changing, but we'll do something for the house with that money. Because I guess they bought a house a few years ago and, you know, haven't done a whole lot to it. So she thought this is the perfect amount to get a lawn mowing service for the summer.
All right.
And she thought, yeah, he'll be down with this. That's one less thing he has to worry about.
So she was just going to do it, not even talk to him about it?
No, well, she was going to talk. So when she went to go talk to him about it, he immediately said, No. I like mowing the lawn. I don't want somebody here mowing my lawn for me. I enjoy doing it. He's got like the rider and he I guess it's just like his kind of like peaceful time whenever he's mowing the lawn. Mm. So she was kind of surprised to find that she thought like this was a slam dunk idea of what to do with this money. And he said, no, like of all the chores that we could have done with this money, this is the one I want to do myself.
So he has someone that would mow the lawn for him. He doesn't have to worry about that every weekend, all summer long.
It'll be professionally done, look sharp.
Yeah.
And he said no, he wants
to
do it himself.
He said no, he turned it down.
But it's also might be a little bit of a control thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure, I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the control thing. I don't get my lawn all I want. I don't care.
Yeah.
He kind of made it sound like, because he was telling the story, this was something that he enjoys doing.
It's his quiet
time. He likes to do. Yeah. Because I think they have a decent amount of lawn to mow, so he must be out there for like an hour or two doing it.
That's an hour break, man.
Well, but he's just, do they have any kids?
No.
Shut up.
What?
Hour break from what?
Bro. It's still marriage. It could be, and they're young. They're a young couple. They're still going through a lot of stuff.
All right, so then I guess the question is this.
What?
Now, I think you're right about being the control freak thing. Like, we don't want to do this, but we don't want anyone else to touch it either, right? Like, give me the opportunity to complain about the chore that I have to do. So the phone number is 222-6000. The chore you would still do, even if you came into a bunch of cash, right? So much money, the worst parts of your weekend could be wiped out, but I don't care. I want to do this. And I'm guessing lawn would be the big one for most guys.
Well, yeah, because it's backbreaking. If you're this yard work in general, like if you didn't have to rake leaves, shovel snow, put everything out, bring everything in, all that stuff.
Well, no, I'm
just have somebody that just takes care of stuff.
I'm saying lawn would be the thing that guys would want to hold on to the most. Because I know you, man. If you could hire someone to do all the landscaping in your backyard, You had all that money.
Yeah.
Would you hire him?
No.
Why?
But I damn sure pay somebody to do all the shoveling.
Okay, so you wouldn't want to do the shoveling.
The roof raking, the shoveling, all that stuff, picking up dog crap. Yeah, it's backbreaking.
But you would be out there while they were picking up dog crap and doing all that other stuff, breaking your back, bitching and
pulling
moaning,
weeds.
Pulling out all that stuff because you want to do that instead.
Yes. I don't know. It's a sickness.
Okay. But you come in and complain about it all the time.
I do. Every time. Back's killing me right now.
See, I'm the opposite of you.
But
I would be shoveling the driveway.
Why?
Because I hate it, but I feel like I have to do it myself.
And there's a sense of accomplishment when you do something and then you go back and look at it. Because every guy, as soon as he does a project, he goes inside, he has to, that looks really good. Look what I just did.
Well, and
sorry, go ahead.
And I'm guessing you get, like if you had somebody come shovel or plow your driveway for you, you would get antsy like, oh, it's getting, the snow's building up out there. When's that guy getting here?
And when he gets here, so you're going to watch him do it anyway.
Yes,
you'll be standing there for an hour while he does it.
None of that has anything to do with it. None of that. It might be for other guys, but personally,
what do you do?
I feel really weird when another guy is doing work that I can do. Like if I break
that
something in my house, yes, I am
capable.
Like I would feel, I would go and hide when the plow guy came because I don't want to be face to face with this man who is doing this thing that I'm perfectly capable of doing.
Yeah, but it's a pain in the ass.
I know, but I can do it. I have to do it myself. Like, I'm ashamed, right? Like, I'm ashamed of myself. And I think it also comes down to personal value. Because, like, again, you and I are not handymen.
No.
We can't fix anything around the house.
Easy, dumb stuff.
Well, if all of a sudden I have someone taking care of the snow in my driveway, what does my wife need me for?
Well, your boner.
Well, no, but like, come get this sweet boner.
Well, that manly romance I bring your way, baby.
I now present zero labor value in my relationship if I'm not shoveling
the
driveway.
Wait, there's always other things in the house that need to be doing.
Name it.
Well, the yard, the inside, this,
but I'm rich. But I'm rich. I could have. I would have them all do that other stuff, right? I would.
Yeah, I think she'd be happy that you're rich. Like, if my wife, if I came home and go, I am rich. I am doing nothing anymore. We are now rich. I think she'd be happy that we're rich, not that I'm out there pulling weeds.
But she's still going to look at you and ask, what do you offer? Because now she doesn't need you at all.
I'm a freaking millionaire.
Yeah, she's a millionaire too.
Yeah, half a nair.
Okay.
I got the other half.
Until you split, and then, yeah, you're right. Now you have separate halves.
We're not going to split
How
up
do you
over
know?
The weeds.
Yeah, no, man, it's not like the two richest people on the planet in the last 12
When's that
months
ever happened?
Have been divorced. Look, I need my wife to look at me as useful in some way, and my use in my house is clearing the snow.
All right.
Right?
I hate it.
There's one that I wouldn't let anybody do for me, my laundry.
Really?
Yes, because I like it done a certain way. I get anxiety.
What way is that? Strewn?
No, like I hate when people mix like all the colors together. Yeah. I don't dry a lot of things because I don't want them to shrink. Like if somebody did my laundry and like ruined it or I just get anxiety watching somebody do my laundry. Plus I would get weird like people touching my stuff.
Okay. But that would be all right.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Do you have like some weird like panties you don't want people to see?
No, I didn't even think about that.
In pockets. She's got working panties.
Got my car her panties on.
God, that sounds so uncomfortable. It's not like anybody cut up your vagina.
How would you know what that is?
I don't know.
No, but Carhartt would be like rough on your cooch.
That's the tagline. Yeah. Carhartt.
Rough on your cooch.
No, but I didn't think about that.
Carhartt Duluth on your cooch.
But it would weird me out, somebody like having to wash my underwear.
No, but
that
I mean,
would be
like
part of it too.
But yeah, but you go to you ever go to a dry cleaner? They touch your clothes.
No, I don't. I don't have anything.
What
does
she have to get dry cleaned? The curtains.
I've never taken anything to a dry cleaner.
You've never been to a dry. You're a girl.
What would I have to get dry cleaned?
I don't know, man. You're a chick.
Plus, I think that's bad for your clothes.
Oh, it's not bad for your clothes.
They don't make a lot of things that are dry clean only anymore.
Listen to this.
I would like to point out that the 60-year-old man is yelling at the 30-something-year-old woman for not going to the dry cleaner.
I've never met somebody that's never been to a dry cleaner. All right.
I don't remember my parents ever going to the dry cleaner either.
Your mom had to go when she had nice clothes to go out.
No, now I'm thinking, I don't think my mom's ever been in the dry cleaner either.
That one makes sense. Your mother never went anywhere dry cleanable. Like, your whole family was just wash and wear.
Yeah. 2226000. Poor the mother. Chore. You said it.
No,
you
said it.
I was defending Kimmy.
No, you know what you did.
You knew.
You threw your mother out there for the happens.
It was Trent. 2226000.
Oh, Trent was in
it. We're talking about the chore you would do even if you were rich. Kimmy has a friend. They hit on a lottery ticket for a couple $100. Mm. The wife wanted to hire.
She thought, yeah, let's get a lawn service for the summer.
And the guy said no.
No, yeah. He wanted to do it himself.
You know, it's funny. Maybe there isn't anything. Like, there are a lot of rich guys in this town that do things that they do not have to do.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, Danny Wegman is richer than God.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think he does anything.
He puts on a name tag and works in his stores.
He does that, but, like, he has a driver.
Okay, but then he has his driver take him to the store to put on a name tag and go to work.
He does drive his own Ferrari.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Blue collar Ferrari driver. Tom Golisano is his name on buildings all over town, right? The guy personally brought a plastic goose to a court appearance over crap on his lawn.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're never free of these things.
I guess so, because those guys have it all. They're billionaires. They don't have to do a damn. If I was a billionaire, I wouldn't do anything.
Like, is that refreshing or is that depressing? Like, you can't ever get away
with it. What's the sense of having money? What's the sense of having $1 billion if I can't be a lazy, mean piece of crap? That would be the point.
But you're not rich, and you're a lazy, mean piece of crap.
I know. I almost have the puzzle completed.
But here's the problem with that, too. Even if you were rich with all the money in the world, had all these people doing your chores for you, you would still find a way to get involved in a lot of those chores, I'm guessing.
I don't know,
you would still show up and be like, hey, what are you doing? How you do? Oh, you know what? I do it that way. You wouldn't just let somebody come in and do that job, you would still have to manage it.
Okay, if I was super rich, super ass rich, billionaire rich, I would still come to this show. But like, I would come in, you ever notice like in ancient Rome when they, like Caesar would be on that chair and those guys are carrying him on those poles?
I don't think that was Rome. I think that was Egypt. But
all right, let's go with one of those. That's the way I would come to work in the morning. I could be carried in here like that.
So you would do the same thing, you just do it fancier?
Yeah, like King Tut. I'd be like little Tommy Tut. They call me. They would call me Tootie. Tootie Tommy.
No, Kimmy's right. Like, there are guys.
I don't think you could just sit back and watch people do stuff for you.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, it'd be easy to slip into that lifestyle. Like having a chef. Like if you never had to cook. Like you just came home, lunch is just laid out, and then you don't clean up nothing, right? You leave it right there. You spill it. You don't pick it up.
Look him in the face and throw a burrito on the ground.
You're good.
Do it. Clean it up.
This sucks. I'm not through humiliating you yet. Yeah, I would, like, if I didn't have to cook anything, had to clean a kitchen, wash a dish, to have a chef. Like, you know, these rich guys all have chefs. They're just, like, there all the time. Like, you wake up in the middle of the night. Think about when you were fat, Pat. Fat, ass, disgusting. What were you, like 400 pounds?
Like
you wake up and you want fresh burrito right now.
Fresh burrito?
Now.
Hey, can you go pick it off the burrito tray?
Yeah.
Rub it on my shirt.
How cool would that be?
No, it'd be great.
Why would you wash a dish?
So it's funny you bring up having a chef. Right now we have 3 tweets saying the one thing they wouldn't give up would be cooking.
God, I hate it.
But people like things a certain way.
Yeah.
They'll do it. That's why they're a chef. It'll be better than your dumbass way of cooking.
No, but like, think about the stupid stuff you love as a kid, right? I told you that my mother, beef and skinny noodles.
Yeah.
Just put salt.
You don't think a chef can whip that up for you?
No, but I'm going to hire a chef to make me beef and skinny noodles.
Well,
hey, all of the years you studied in France and got screamed at, boil some noodles and fry me some beef.
But you don't have to touch it.
Okay.
Like, cleaning up sucks. Like, anytime you like, even if you like cooking, all that, like the cleaning up takes longer than the cooking and the eating.
No, hold on. No. Backing it up.
What?
Like when it comes to like doing dishes, I might do that myself.
Why?
Well, because like every once in a while, like, you know, when you have like a party at your house and like someone volunteers, just like steps in and does dishes, right? Mm-hmm. They're never done like that. I have to like clean them and then I put them in the dishwasher.
And it's your time away from everybody who's over.
That too.
Like
yes.
If you're having like a family get together and you just want to break away for a little while, that's your out.
Like
doing
even
dishes.
No, you're totally right. And even my wife, like when she does the dishes, like there will be some times where there's like, you know, she won't do them as thoroughly as I do.
Thoroughly.
And it bothers you, because if I take like a fork out of the dishwasher and there's like a little spot, like, okay, I didn't do this.
Well, yeah, but you hire a professional person.
What if they have a bad day? Everybody has a bad day at work, and I'm like, what are you doing? All I do is pay you to do the dishes, and I got spots on my fork. What are you kidding me now?
I'm paying, man.
I got to go out and shovel the driveway, and this is what I'm getting from you? And going back to Kimmy's initial point is we're talking about the chores that
you've been a maid.
Well, I'm thinking, like...
A maid.
Okay,
but... They scrub the toilets, they clean the shower, everything. laundry done. Yeah, I know Kimmy's weird with the laundry because she got all those fancy clothes. She don't want to be touching.
Well, I want to touch my own clothes. You don't have to fold my stuff for me.
What do you think they're doing with your clothes, man? You hiring some perverted laundry sniffer?
It's not. It's really more.
What are you doing down there? Who wants done?
Smells like Carhartt.
Okay, you did weird stuff with like your family's laundry, didn't you?
One time, it was a sister-in-law. Yes.
Excuse me, will I prove your point after insulting you?
I was 25.
Okay.
So Kimmy had said that a lot of guys would have a hard time letting go of control. Mm-hmm. She's right. Like, there are guys listening to this show right now, right? They are in their 50s and 60s. They have all the money they need. Hell, your brothers, for example.
Oh, yeah.
If they call somebody over to, like, fix pipes,
yes,
they're not going to stand over them?
Oh, yes, they will.
So that's exactly what she's talking about.
But I'm getting to that age, man, where I'm done doing stuff. Like, I don't like it anymore.
When someone comes over to fix stuff at the house,
mm-hmm.
you don't walk by. I know you know you don't want to be seen because you don't want to be that guy, but you will make passes to see how it's going. So you are that guy.
Yeah.
I know a couple guys out there that they won't let anybody, like a professional or anybody, wash their car.
Really?
I go to the car wash. Themselves. I told Pat. I go once a week. I love it.
It is weird.
Like washing a car, that's a pain in the ass. Like,
yeah, but they want to be there to get all the details and you know what I mean?
Man, I love that Royal Car Wash I go through. It's the greatest.
Yeah, you have like unlimited pass.
Yeah. It's awesome. You pull in, you ride shined up nice, you go.
No, I always tell Kimmy, man, Tommy's car looks so nice all the time.
You never see dirt on my car.
No, that's why I tell Kimmy. Like, we go out of every day. Hey, did you see Tommy's car today? It always looks so nice.
Even in wintertime, I don't have a lot of schmutz on it.
Nobody cares.
My parents used to have a neighbor. Every time I drove through the neighborhood, that guy was out there washing his car.
Yeah, but he's got like suds all over the place. That isn't even like environmentally nice.
Environmentally nice. Yeah.
It's going all over the grass
and
everything.
You're getting a car wash a week and you're going, that's not environmentally nice?
I don't know.
What are you, chopping off bald eagle heads too, man? Are you lighting tinfoil on fire and throwing it off into the sky?
No, no, no. I do burn all my styrofoam.
Okay. I don't like, the more I think about it.
There's a bunch of stuff I don't like to do.
No, I know I don't like to do it, but then again, it takes away your role. It takes away your, I don't want to lose my role. I need to feel needed. Like, I need to feel like I should be there.
How about you figure out I'm rich? It's good enough for you.
Okay.
All right. I brought home the money. Why should I have to do anything?
All right. Let's take a break.